there's two interpretations of that rango. It can be used as a noun and a verb, both. Now, in the earlier days, when there was no fences and fields, the rango was the man that took care of the horses and herded them out to graze. And he would herd them out all day and then part of the night. Sometime there'd be a fellow relieve him at night. They'd call him the night hawk. But right now, the horses are in a field. They don't have to be watched so close. So bringing them in the field into the corral is called wrangling them. That's the action of moving the horses into the field. And now we generally take turns. A different man will go out and bring the horses in every morning. So for that specific morning, he's temporarily known as the wrangle. They also call him sometime the cavy wrangle. The cavy wrangle means the fellow that runs in the saddle horses, because a cavy is a Spanish word for horse, for a bunch of saddle horses.
One of the horses had a bell. What's the story on that?
That's a bell mare. Now, this is something, too, that's probably unnecessary anymore these days, but it's a part of a tradition of open range days, where the horses naturally like to stay with the female animal, the bell mare, so he put a bell on one of the mares, and that serves two purposes. The horses can hear that bell, and if they start wandering off, the horses that are grazing will hear the bell going, so they'll pick up and go with it. And also, it helps in early in the morning when you're gathering the horses, not too light. Sometime you can hear the bell before you can see the horses.
Where we shot the film on that particular roundup and drive, were the horses saddled every morning, or did I remember that there was one morning that they were saddled the night before, or how did that work?
No, they're saddled every morning. Probably that morning they were just saddled early in the morning, it seemed like the night before.
Okay.
There's an old saying, you know, it says, don't take long to stay overnight at this camp.